The First Strawberries. Hello, this is Natasha, and Bertie's asked me to tell you an ancient legend of the Cherokee Indians. It's a short and sweet love story, and it tells you about how strawberries came to grow on this earth. The Cherokees are a native tribe of North America who settled in southeast of what is now the USA, in Georgia and Carolina. They have many wonderful tales, and this is one of them. But before the story, I'd also just like to say a big thank you to Zed, Matthew and Bugsy in California, and to their family, who were enormously kind and helpful to me while I was in the United States over the summer for the National Storytelling Conference. The First Strawberries. At the dawn of time, the first man and the first woman set up their home together by the side of a great broad river. They had everything they needed for a blissful life, fruit and berries, meat and fish, plenty of wood and fresh water, and of course, each other. They lived as happily as any man and woman have ever lived together, until they began to quarrel. First, it was the small things, like why didn't you cook this and why didn't you tidy that? But then the insults and a few wooden plates and bowls began to fly. The first woman was so upset that she decided to leave the first man. At the break of day, while he was still asleep, she set off down the valley, heading towards the rising sun. She walked and walked, always looking straight ahead of her, and not once turning back. When the first man woke up and saw that she was gone, he waited for her to come back. She did not come back. He found her tracks along the valley, but she had a long head start on him, and she did not stop or look round. The sun was now high in the great blue sky. It looked down upon the first man as he followed after the first woman, and it saw that there was sadness on the face of an otherwise pristine and perfect world. And the son asked the man if he was still angry with his wife. He said that he was not angry with her. The son asked if he would like to have her back. He said that he would like to have her back. And the son took pity on the first man and decided to help him. His gentle rays touched the ground along the woman's path, and a huckleberry bush sprang up. Its fruit was shiny and enticing, but as she passed, her eyes remained fixed on the distance, and she did not see the berries. The sun shone again on the ground up ahead of the woman, and he caused a clump of blackberries to grow up beside her path. She refused to even glance at them. And then the son thought that he must create something entirely new, something so vivid, fragrant and delicious, that even the first woman would not fail to take notice of them in her resolute and unhappy mood. And so he blessed the ground again with his rays, and the first patch of strawberries spread over the ground. Their sweet scent filled the woman's senses, and her mood became lighter. She began to look around her, and she saw the bright red fruit hiding beneath the leaves. It looked so enticing that she picked one and tried it. She tasted the strawberry on her tongue, and she began to remember the happiness that she knew when she first set up home with her husband. She found she no longer felt the pressing desire to leave him. She sat down on the ground and wondered what she must do. And then at last, the woman stood up and started to walk again to the west and back to the first man. And that was the story of the first strawberries, and of course, of the first man and woman. It's funny how so little changes. And a big thank you again to everyone who helped me over the summer while I was on a storytelling journey in America. It was lovely to meet you all. And hopefully I'll be back soon. And of course, there are loads more stories at storynori.com. For now, from me, Natasha. Bye-bye!